Have you ever felt so weak, my friend, that you feel God is pushing you away, or you are pulling yourself away from God until you get a bit more strength? Well, let's look at that. Colin Cook here and how it happens. Thanks for joining me today. You're listening to a broadcast on the Good News. Good News, Gospel, about God who has sent His Son to take care of all of our broken-down humanity, so that we can stand before Him, proud in faith, and at peace, knowing that we are reconciled to His heart, and then we use our faith, my friend, to intercept our struggles. This is what this program is all about, training faith and training in the good news about our God, how it happens. All right, we're looking at Romans chapter 5. Now let's put some of these verses under a microscope. Now you remember, this is a chapter about freedom from the wrath of God. We are declared innocent, justified. And since we are justified, we have been delivered, saved, rescued from wrath, which is abandonment. We are brought into the kingdom of grace. We're brought into God's throne room. We have peace, and we even rejoice in trouble, because not even trouble now can separate us from God, but can only build our faith. And Paul then says, "For when we were without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." Now look, remember what I said yesterday. When Christ died for the, that means that God reconciled us through the death of His Son. That's clear in verse 10, and verse 10 is a parallel of verse 6 and 7. So when Christ died, it means that Christ reconciled us, that God reconciled us through Christ's death. All right, now, in the light of that, think of this, that we were reconciled when we were still without strength. Without strength. That's the New King James Version, and there are other equally translated like that. When we were without strength. Other translations put it this way, when we were still powerless. One puts it this way, when we were utterly helpless. Another one, still weak. Now, I want you to ponder this. First of all, usually when we read this verse, without strength and powerless, we think of our own personal inabilities to cope. The inability to gain inner control of our desires, or the inability to bring our mind into sharp focus when we're trying to concentrate, or just not being able to cope with the troubles of life. Yes, we'll come to that, but that is not the context in which Paul is speaking. Paul is speaking about being without strength in reference to getting back to God, in reference to being reconciled to God, in reference to being outside of God's realm in the darkness of abandonment under wrath. And this is so important for us to understand, my friend, because there are people who think that by a few acts of righteousness, or by a little bit more dedication or a little bit more faith, they can bring themselves back to God. I need to repent, I need to confess, I need to recommit, and all of this. And yet, those people, after a little bit of repenting and recommitting and all the rest of it, find themselves out in the cold again. What you and I have to grasp by faith is this, that we are helpless to save ourselves, that salvation is not going forward to the confessatory and making confession to God. It is not being received at the altar. Salvation is God's act. And I need to remind you, I think, of the account in the book of Exodus of God's people having been in slavery for 400 years, groaning under the whip and the lash, helpless, completely unable to do anything to get out of that situation, being slaves, all those millions of them, to the Pharaoh of Egypt. And God sends Moses, and God tells these people, that God tells Pharaoh through Moses, let my people go. And he won't, and he sends the plagues until Pharaoh is brought to his knees. And through the plagues, he is so desperate, is Pharaoh, that he says, go. And the people are allowed to go free. How did they get out of that slavery? Not by battle, not by fighting their way through it. Not a shot was fired, not an arrow slung. No, my friend, that was God's act. And that was a type of the slavery that we are released from. Now you may feel, listening to this broadcast, that you are helpless to turn to Christ. You want to turn to God, but you have no heart for him anymore. You have no feelings of remorse, no desire to return. Perhaps you were a Christian a long time ago, many years, decades ago, and you've sinned and you've gone through so much, you've turned your heart into stone, and you just feel that somehow you cannot come back. You've tried, you've planned to go to church and changed your mind halfway there. You have tried to open the Bible and read it again, and the words seem dead on the page. You've tried to pray, and as we say, it's like praying to a brick wall. My friend, you are powerless. You are helpless. You are without strength. You have no ability to create life in your soul. There is total darkness within. Do not despair, because salvation is not within your power. Your ability to dedicate yourself and warm up to God again is simply not workable. You can't do it. You are without strength. And it says here that you, and all of us actually, who are without strength, are reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Simply state, I believe that, Father. Though my heart be dead, though there is no life in my soul, though I have no desire to praise you and lift up my head towards you, though I have no interest in your Bible, in your word, and find the Bible boring, though I have no desire to go to church and find it, in fact, despicable, I will say in my heart, I agree with you, that your Son reconciled yourself to me while I was without strength and while I am without strength. And continue to affirm that every day, every hour if you like. Continue to believe it and agree with God that you believe it even though you feel nothing. Now, particularly, you're going to feel nothing if you've been struggling with addictions and you're in drugs or alcohol or food binges and perhaps heterosexual or homosexual addiction. You're going to feel dead inside. You are going to feel without strength, powerless, weak, helpless. And it says, at just the right time, just the right time, Christ died for the ungodly, and dying for the ungodly means being reconciled to God through that death. Father, I thank you that I am reconciled even though my heart is dead, that I am reconciled even though I don't desire the Bible, that I am reconciled even though I just can't imagine going to church. I thank you, Father, that I am reconciled. Let that faith continue to grow in you, for it is the kingdom of God growing in you and will continue to grow like a mustard seed until it becomes a great tree. Now, let's move on to the second point, that often we think, as I mentioned earlier, that without strength and weak is about our inability to pull ourselves together, our inability to exercise a will that will resist a desire, our inability to get off the couch and get going into various projects that we want to accomplish and dreams we want to fulfill. our inability to control our thoughts, so that the very thoughts we want not to think, dark, lustful thoughts perhaps, or hateful, angry thoughts, are the very thoughts that consume us. We feel without strength. Now, as I say, and as I said earlier, well, perhaps I didn't say it earlier, I'm not sure, but listen, the temptation, when we are without strength in that particular way or the other way that I earlier mentioned, is to pull away from God, to feel that He is not pleased with us because we're so weak and powerless and pathetic. So what we do is, I'll come back to God, or I'll come to God when I have more strength. And there is this desire in people to somehow produce something and present it to God, in this case, strength. My friend, if you wait for that to happen, it will never happen. Let not your weakness and powerlessness be a reason for pushing you away from God or pulling yourself away from God. Rather, let your powerlessness and weakness be a reason to draw near to God, because, you see, Jesus came for the oppressed. Even though you may be oppressed by your own sins, not somebody else's crimes against you, Jesus came for the oppressed, not for the strong. He came for the weak. Ah, remember, my friend, what he says in Isaiah chapter 61, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," referring to Jesus, "because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor." And Luke, as you know, translates that, "poor in spirit." "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives," people captive under their own weakness, "and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." Do you see, my friend? Let not weakness separate you from God, or be a reason for separating from God, but let weakness be a reason for coming close to God and saying, "Father, I am weak with my addiction here. I cannot control it. Therefore, I come to you and accept that Christ has reconciled me to you through his death, even while I am weak." Friend, I want to thank you for listening to this broadcast, and I thank you for being interested in this ministry over the weeks or months or days or years. And I would like to invite you to join me in keeping this ministry going. FaithQuest Perspectives runs seminars, provides a CD of the month, provides a Monday night meeting in the Englewood area, provides a website for you to listen to the broadcasts at any time. That's faithquestradio.com. And a number of other things, and of course, this radio broadcast. Would you like to support it? I need your support. We are now in the 15th, coming up to the 15th year of broadcasting on KLT, thanks be to God, and also the 35th, coming up to the 35th year of this ministry, FaithQuest Perspectives. So, please, give your support. How do you do that? Send a check, either one time or monthly if you like, to FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. That's FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. I'll send you my Cook's Monthly Message as a thank you, my friend, a CD that will help you each month. I'll see you next time then. Cheerio and God bless.